Now, I just want to talk about the nature of chapter 13. There are several chapters in this book, notably 13, 23, 24, and then 40 to 42, that are miscellaneous chapters. And what the idea behind these is, they are kind of junk chapters. They are collecting a bunch of little factors for Greek that aren't worth a whole chapter by themselves. Now, those of you who had other books before never had something like this, because what most books do is they will present something like this. The imperfect, and then at the end of the chapter you get something on the use of the article and prepositional phrases. You know, you have a main thing, and then you have this little dinky thing that they weld onto the chapter. This, to me, has always been a problem for two reasons. Number one, students generally don't know what level of importance to assign to all the parts of the chapter. And number two, if they ignore that little stuff at the end, then they're missing it. So what I did in this book is, you'll notice when we got the passive, we just got the passive. We got the aorist, we got the aorist, and so on. Now, there are a couple of chapters where we got two major things, such as the adeclension and prepositions. But in general, there's only one major thing per chapter. All the little other stuff is collected into a series of miscellaneous chapters. So, open your books now to chapter 13, which is the very first one of these. And we're going to begin with C on page 13. Page 13. Chapter 13, page 94. All right.